You're listening to The Training Dummies.
With Rob.
And Daryl.
And James. And we've decided to run a marathon.
Greetings, good morning, good evening, good afternoon, hello. My name's Rob, welcome to the Training Dummies podcast. This is episode 280. For me and the fellas here this evening, it is March 13th, 2024. And we are back. We're back again to talk to you about our plans and our struggles and our successes and our journey on our way to run a full marathon, an absolute full marathon. So let's just go around the table, see how everyone's doing this evening. James, Mr.
Howdy.
Mr. James T. Kirk, how are you doing?
I'm doing good, man. I between being busy with work and being busy with music and being busy with running, somehow finding time amidst it all to do things like sleep and relax and eat and hydrate. So I think generally I can say I'm largely being successful at existing.
There you go.
That's good.
I mean, that's a high bar, but I think, some days that's all you got.
Some days all you got to do is crack open a Coors Banquet and just keep on going.
The banquet.
There you go.
Mr. Daryl Philbin, how you doing, man?
Doing better. I've been under the weather the past week, so I haven't been doing any of the running, but I think I'll be able to get back out there tomorrow. But yeah, other than that, doing okay, I think.
Did you just call him Daryl Philbin?
Yeah.
Did you? Mr. Fluffy Fingers himself.
I was going to say my other brother, Daryl, but I felt like I've said that a ton, and I don't think I've ever called him Daryl Philbin. So, yeah, for those of you who know, you're welcome. For those of you who don't, figure it out. That's what the internet's for.
Yeah. What about you, Rob? How you doing?
There's a part of me that's like, we could just skip over that. I've had some stuff going on in my personal life, and I won't really get into, all of it. But I was part of a mass layoff that happened with my company, and it's just, it's been rough. So between me kind of struggling with that and just, stuff at home, stuff with the family, stuff with the kids, I have not held up any of my desires or aspirations or commitments or any of that stuff. I have done none of those things. I have been dancing around the. You know what? I have been eating okay. I have not been eating as well as I was, but I have been eating okay. So I have been skirting around the, hey, you can do better, and trying to at least keep my legs in the pool there. But yeah, it's been rough, man. It's been really rough. I'm hoping that, I got a couple of irons in the fire, and I'm hoping that will pan out to something here soon. And then I can get back on that, the motivation station, I guess. Is that the,
that works.
That's what I'll go with. But, I don't know if we really have a topic per se this evening, but we always find little nuggets, little things to get into. I'm going to start off with because I have been derailed, another train reference. I guess that's always been a thing here, huh? I'm looking for, I was reading somebody's post the other day that was like, your goals, you can't let a particular, a bad day or a bad moment or a bad choice or whatever completely ruin the bigger picture. It's one of those like, dust yourself off, get up and do work, and I feel like I'm missing the mark, but I'm trying, and I'm not trying, but I know that I can try more. And, with just that little glimpse of into what's going on, I feel like in some ways I'm feeling sorry for myself and I can do better. And in some ways I'm just, like, completely like, hey, look, man, I'm doing my best here. Leave me alone. You know? So I would say, because both of you have been always been extremely supportive and had good things to say in terms of, you know, being supportive in the hard times, being supportive in the, you know, easy times and all that. So maybe I could pick your brains here, because James is always very blunt with his, like, yeah, like, just do better. You know what you're missing. You don't need that. Just do better. So maybe, maybe you guys can just give it to me straight. I don't know who, James, why don't you go first?
I mean, I guess, what are you asking is my first question.
All right, let me rewind that mental thought a little bit. Maybe, you know, give me from what you see from the outside a little bit of, like, what are you, like, I'm coming to you right now, like, hey, man, having a hard time, blah, 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 you know where I'm at. What's your suck it up advice, or your, you know, wherever. What do you think Rob needs to hear right now?
That is a good question. I think there are two things that I would say. One is, ultimately, no one can pick you up and get you on your feet and laced up and outside but you, right? And so, obviously, I think we all struggle with motivation at some level, at some point. I certainly know that's true for me. And there's been times even recently where it's been a legit wrestle with myself on lacing up and going out. Mm-hmm. And I'm the kind of person that as soon as there is like one small minor barrier to entry, I give up. Right. So
Or it's like,
the clouds look like it might possibly rain sometime in the next 12 hours. I'm not going to go run outside. Right. Like, it's pathetic. Yeah. It's excuses. But the one thing that I will say is that, like, it really comes down to, like, how much do you want it? How badly do you want it? I know for me, like, I so desperately want to get back to a starting line of a good race and a finish line of a good race. And I'm inwardly highly motivated. And in those moments when I don't feel highly motivated, or I'm feeling tired, or I've had a shitty day at work and I just want to crack open some beers or smoke some weed or something, right? Like, I have to remind myself, what I want more than that is to be healthy and to lose weight and to cross a finish line and get a medal and run with you dudes. And it is a mental task that I have to go through, and I eventually get there, right? And we've said many, many times on this podcast that, like, as soon as you lace up and you get out and you go running and you're out there for 5-10 minutes, you find yourself just getting into it. And there isn't, I was looking at my Runkeeper history just the other day, and in Runkeeper alone, there's others on Garmin and Strava and other places, but in Runkeeper alone, I have tracked 1,013 runs, totaling a distance of 5,455 miles since 2010, right? So it's a lot of miles, but also over a lot of years. I mean, that's 14 years of running. I think back to, like, I look at that and I tell myself, I've done it before. I can do it again. Mm-hmm. I am strong, so be strong and get up there and do it. And in 1,013 runs in Runkeeper, I cannot recall a single run that I've regretted doing. Like, where I finished it and gone, man, wish I hadn't gone out for a run today, right? Aside from, you know, the injuries here and there.
But I'm like, I don't know, man. I feel like a couple times I've been like...
Yeah, but it's like that one particular run was never the cause of an injury. You know what I mean? Yeah, it was always like sustained stuff that was causing that.
Yeah.
So I would say that. And I would also say, Rob, like, I totally understand and very much sympathize and empathize with, like, you've got a lot going on in life. But I would argue, and this is, you know, the straight talker in me that's going to come out now, that I would argue that now is precisely the time when you should be out running. And obviously, like, job searches and taking care of the family, all of that, absolute priority. But with not currently having a need to be in an office at 8 a.m., mm-hmm. perhaps you've got a little bit more time on your hands, right? And running and exercise and getting oxygen to your brain and all of that. We know scientifically, it's an undisputable fact. Makes you feel better, builds your confidence, gets you thinking clearer, engages your energy core. You know, there's all kinds of benefits to getting some exercise. So while I'm calling you out on it, I'm saying these things really to encourage you to find what you need to find to turn that around and use like the little bit of gift of time or whatever you have right now to find your motivation amidst that. And you will ultimately feel better for it.
Honestly, yeah, that's like pretty nail on the head, right? Like, I feel like, you know, even in all aspects, I would probably be like even a more appealing candidate for you know, whatever's going on. Just you know, having that stuff going on in my life and pushing and, you know, getting out and taking advantage of all that. Like, sure, that would just make me, you know, even a more appealing job candidate and kind of well-rounded. All right. That was James. Daryl, I'm going to give you a chance to.
Oh, I don't know like what I can say on top of that.
No.
But no, it's true. Like, I get it. Like, it makes sense that you just don't want to do it right now. I get it. That's a major life change that hits you unexpectedly, and it's going to take some time to bounce back from that and get out and want to get out and run again. But it just takes once, right? I think it might just take the one time to, okay, I'm just going to go out there and do that. And yeah, like James was saying, after, you know, 5-10 minutes, you start to feel better because, yeah, I've done this before. I can do this. I enjoy running. I know lots of people say they don't. And you see all the jokes about, or the memes about running. Like, the best part about the run is when it's over. Well, sure.
Yeah.
I actually enjoy being out there and doing it. Just the actual part of running. I enjoy getting out there and running and accomplishing something that, you know, my younger self would have never, ever considered doing something like what I'm doing now. Even when we started this, what was that? Oh, right, like 6 years now, Rob, since you and I started the Couch to 5K.
Oh, yeah.
And, jeez, and man. You know, prior to that, even when we finished the Couch to 5K, like, there's no way I'm ever going to run a marathon. That's ridiculous talk. Like, that's...
I remember you both saying that.
Like, even when we did the half marathon, both of us, after we did the half marathon, we were like, that's good enough.
Marathon's cool, but I'm definitely not going to do a marathon.
And then, you know, a year and a half ago, what the heck? So,
yeah.
You just need to get out there and, you know, yeah, maybe this is a good opportunity. You do have more time to just get out there and do it and, just start small. Just go for a walk at first if you have to, every day and then, you know, start running. But,
I mean, this is the time of year here to do it for sure.
You know, well, yeah, before it starts getting too warm outside. So yeah, it's probably perfect weather right now.
Yeah. It's good here.
Yep. So yeah, there you go. Get out there and do it.
All right. Cool.
Tomorrow.
Okay. You know, I feel like I do a pretty good job at, like, you know, when I say I'm going to do something, I'm going to do it, you know. Obvious, you know, lack of doing currently excluded, but I think, you know, I don't know. At first, when we were talking about recording tonight, I was just like, I haven't even been doing anything. I don't even want to, you know, it just kind of was like being all crusty about it. And already... You know, a few minutes in, just talking with you guys, I just automatically feel, that, just that piece of, like, all right, Rob, I knew that talking with you guys was going to be good, but I'm already feeling it, and I appreciate that.
It's worth as well, just, like, you know, I say all the stuff that I just said, and I mean every word of it, but also the importance of being kind to yourself and not beating yourself up because, like, life's taken an unplanned, unexpected turn, right? Mm-hmm. Like these things happen. And I think it's indicative of being sensible and smart about what we can do physically, emotionally, mentally, just to take stock of all of that. And like we do the things that we prioritize, right? Like we talked about that. And, I like the Rob that I know really wants to run that marathon in February. Mm-hmm. And I think you've also got a ghost to put to rest from Minneapolis, right? Like,
yeah,
there was hype around that. And we were all so excited. And then, you know, two out of the three of us got injured.
And so I think like instead
not
of thinking
even low
like,
key but full key high key, that has been like annoying the crap out of me.
Yeah, for sure. I think that yes, like we should focus on what's in front of us, and like it's just the next run and the next run and the next run, but also look at it holistically and think about the big picture and figure out where in the jumble of all the things that you've got to take care of in life does training and running for a marathon next February sit, right? Mm-hmm. Now, my guess would be that you would find time and energy in the right place for it. But I think it does need that moment of just being kind to yourself and being thoughtful about it and then writing that commitment down. Like I know for me, for example, like I put it on my calendar each week, what days I'm going to run and what training I'm going to do or what distance I'm going to run or whatever like that. And that keeps me accountable to myself. And it means that I've got that time blocked out as well on the day. It's on my calendar. No one can do anything about it. So I think that it is also in balance to everything that I said about, you know, only you can motivate yourself. Also, only you know how you're feeling about things. And it is okay to take that moment to step back and like view yourself through the lens of self-kindness and do what you are capable of without overstretching it or sacrificing other priorities in your life that may be more important.
Man, it's so funny that you say that because I'm a very big advocate of that message that you just said, you know, and there's some, you know, some organizations that I strongly support that you know, kind of take that stance of, you know, being kind to yourself and supporting yourself. But I am so bad at that. I just don't do it, you know? So it's, I appreciate just the reminder of that. So, all right. This is a segue.
I like it. I like it.
All right. I do not want to talk about me and woes me and blah, blah, blah tonight. So that's out of the way. Daryl,
yes.
Where are you at? What do you got? I know you've been a little bit on the injured train and just, you know, dealing with your portion of that. I know you were talking about potentially getting back out again today, but I don't think that happened, right?
Didn't happen today. Well, so yeah. I have a half marathon that I have signed up for first Sunday in May, and that's coming up faster than I would like at this point. That is like, what, 7 weeks away, maybe less. So I was.
Gosh,
I know.
that's awesome though, because you're. But I know you, and I know you're gonna do it. You know.
So I'm gonna do it, but it's gonna be my slowest half marathon. I've already come to peace with that fact because so I was doing good last Sunday, had probably my best run since the actual marathon, like in a year and a half of my best run, and then Tuesday, I woke up in the morning with a sore throat and it just shot my whole week. And I didn't go for a run on Tuesday, sore throat. Last thing I want to do is try and be sitting there trying to catch my breath with a sore throat on top of that. And it turned into a little bit of a cold and the sore throat has kind of stayed all week. Still yesterday, I went and got tested to make sure it wasn't strep. It's not. And then today it's finally subsided a bit. Like it's still there, but it does finally feel like I'm on the mend. But anyway, it's like totally derailed this last week and a half, going from like a really strong run I had to like nothing now. And it's, so that's frustrating, but it is what it is. It's life. It happened. There's nothing I can do about it. So tomorrow, we're having great weather right now. I think even on Sunday, it's supposed to get up to plus 16 Celsius, which is what? 62 Fahrenheit, roughly, which unseasonably high for
March. That's warmer than that right now.
That's unseasonably high for March weather here, where the normal highs are like just above freezing. So anyway, I'm planning to get outside tomorrow, do for a run Saturday, Sunday as well. Try to do a short one on Saturday and then I haven't quite looked to see what the scheduled long run is for Sunday as part of the plan, but I'm going to try and jump into it, even if it's a mix of running and walking, just to put in the time. Because I'm doing a Strava plan this time instead of the Runkeeper, just to try it out. And the Strava plan is all based on time. There's no distance in it. It's like, go out and run at this pace for you for this long. So that's, I'm going to do it. That's, I'm going to see how it goes. So, but yeah, I'm running out of time, but it is what it is.
Having previous experience, that should be fine for you.
Yeah.
I used that going into a cup, like one of my earlier programs. And I don't think, because I am not a like fast runner per se, I don't think that's like the best approach for folks that are, you know, that are like, would probably be maybe overweight or, you know, not really familiar with long distance running. You know, I don't know if time-based training is, but I think for you, having already run multiple halves and a full and everything, I think like that'd be fine. What do you think, James?
Yeah, I mean, wasn't there a time a few years ago where, I know, Rob, you and I switched to time-based running instead of distance-based?
Yeah. I did, and then it was,
you know,
like, okay,
both
go run
pros
for...
and cons.
Yeah.
You know, I think the main thing, like, just to take a step back from a second, the main thing is, like, just do the next run, right? Like, I've stopped looking at what I'm doing next week or the week after. I'm looking at what is my next run and preparing only for that. That, I think, tends to keep me focused and not competing with myself over a distance or a number of intervals or a certain speed or, you know, those kinds of things.
Yeah.
Like next week. So for example, like next week, I know it because I'm aware of the timing, but like next week is my last week on the Couch to 5K program. And so the runs are going to be a bit more challenging, probably the most challenging of what I have been doing. But I've got one more run left this week and I'm going to do it on Friday. And I know exactly what it's going to be like. I know where I'm going. I know the intervals I'm going to be doing and how many. That's all I'm thinking about. I'm not even thinking about what's it going to be like a week from now when, you know, I'm preparing to go and run 3.1 miles without stopping. I'll deal with that when I get to it. And I think, Daryl, from what you're saying, you know, you look ahead to what your training program is, how you're feeling, what your run is. Like, I think it's just best to gauge it on what is the next one thing that you have to do.
Mm-hmm.
I have What's to get the out there step? Again because I haven't for a week and a half.
Then there's the answer. And you're not going to lose that much.
No, I
like,
know.
Muscle
I know.
Memory or fitness in a week and a half. Like, no, it might be a little bit of a struggle to get going again, but you'll be fine.
What I've lost is the training gains from the last week and a half. Like, I'm sure I can still do what I did last Sunday, but the increase or the gains I would have gotten from this week and a half of training, I may lose some of that. So, sidebar here. So it was 8K that I did last Sunday, and one of my Facebook memories popped up. And 5 years ago, when we were training for our first half marathon, Rob, it was me proud of doing 17K at the same date, preparing for the same half marathon. It's like, oh man, I'm way behind what I was before in the training cycle.
Yeah, but okay, what have you noticed though? And I already know the answer, but have you noticed that like if you don't use it, you lose it, and it's like wild how quickly you lose it. But having had it,
it comes back
like
a lot quicker.
Also, it's like just another thing, you know, like. I think one of the other, you know, recent episodes we were talking and I was like, oh yeah, well I've done that already. So that's not a, you know, that's not even on my list of like, oh boy, I don't know, you know, concerns, worries, apprehensions, you know, whatever it is. Right.
Yeah.
Like my mental approach is very much like, well, yeah, I've already done that. It's fine. You know?
Yeah. It's and we know we can do it.
Yeah. And it's just like wild to think like, you know, applying that to a half marathon already, like it's all, what? Be like, nah, man, half marathon, shoot, I've done, I have done that more than once, you know, like, we good.
Yeah, and so lean into that as well, right? Like,
yeah,
you've done it before, you know you're capable, you'll be able to do it again.
Yeah. And even in terms of full marathon, have I done a technical full marathon? No, but I have trained up to a full marathon.
Yeah,
I have,
you know,
I have run those distances in training. I have done every, you know, all the things that you're supposed to do, you know, so you know, I should also apply that logic and confidence to the fact that, like, I have been here and done this before already, too.
Yeah. Another thing I'm kind of looking forward to here, like, is getting into the longer distance, is that I've moved and I've, like, about 5K, I know about the route that I can do with the trails here because we're at the end of town. But this town has a very extensive trail system. And if I want to just leave from my house, I haven't been able to explore any of these other trails yet because I'm not at that distance yet. So I'm actually really looking forward to that as a bonus to this training program, is that finally getting to explore some of these other trails by still leaving from my house and having enough energy to make it back home without calling my wife dead out of breath somewhere saying, come get me. Right.
So, yeah.
So I'm actually really looking forward to that, to finally get those distances back up there. And in relation to that, like, I still enjoy going to the trails, like out by my, where I used to live. I still want to get out there and do that. But once again, I need to get my distances up, my ability to run a little longer than I have anyway, to go and do that. Cause there's some extensive trail systems out there and, you know, through the woods and then. So yeah, this is stuff I'm looking forward to doing that I wish I could do now. So I'm like, the motivation is there. And this is actually just voicing this out loud is like creating more motivation within myself. Like, I can feel it building within myself. Like, yeah, I need to get out there tomorrow. Like, man, if it wasn't so dark out, I'd go right now when we were done. But yeah, I'm not going to do that. But tomorrow, definitely tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm getting out there. I used to, when kind of, you know, on that first era of like getting going, I used to do the summertime runs around the neighborhood and all that stuff, you know, like, yeah, or, you know, late night ones or whatever it was. But yeah, for sure,
a little easier now as well, like the days are a little longer, we get a bit more daylight, the clocks have changed. Also makes it a little easier to get out.
Oh yeah, definitely. And warmer temperature, like, it's not minus 30.
Yeah, for sure.
Minus 30, man. What's wrong with that?
Mm-hmm.
What's that in American? Because, you know, Americans will do everything but measure things in metric.
Man, I am an American that advocates for, like, come on, man. Let's just do it already. Like, there's a bunch of stuff where I'm like, come on. The time change. Like, come on. We don't need
No one likes the time change.
We're not farmers. You know, in the 1700s. You know, nobody. Nobody needs the time change. It's not helping anybody anymore, you know?
Yep. It should just stay as it is now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
All right, James, what's kind of your, you know, I know we've talked a little bit about the plans and where we're at and whatnot, and I think you were, you know, before we started recording tonight, you were mentioning just, you know, being tired and whatnot, and so what do you do then for what that looks like in order to keep yourself going and hit those next goals? And
I just power through it, man. Honestly, like, I've made this commitment.
You said pout?
Pout through it, yeah. that's right.
I'm about it, man.
But it's one of those things where it's like, I made this commitment to myself and I know what it feels like to let myself down, and I don't want to feel that way. And so, yeah, I'm tired. Work is stressful right now. I've already had, you know, a decent amount of work travel this year. I've got some more coming up. It's also end of fiscal year time. So there's extra things, you know, and performance reviews. And then I'm really busy with music outside of work. So, like, I've got a lot going on in life that is sucking my energy. But I made the commitment to myself and to you guys and, you know, rather publicly on this podcast. And so I'm going to keep myself honest to that. And it's meant moving some things around, right? Like, in our group Polo, I've said a couple of times, like, I'm apparently now an evening runner, whereas I've always been a morning runner, but mornings just weren't going to work because time zones with my job and, you know, some people on the East Coast or in Texas or whatever, I'm normally at my desk fairly early. So I had to switch it around and find the time. And the best time for me is between about 5:30 p.m. and 7 p.m. So that tends to be when I do my running now. And, like, that's a change, but willing to do that because the commitment that I made to myself on this is really important to me.
I like it.
Mm-hmm.
The the evening running isn't that bad. But of course, I like evening running.
So. I've actually been really enjoying it. It's just different because I have less energy. Yeah. But you know, I enjoy seeing the sunset, and particularly as it starts to warm up here now, it's like, oh yeah, getting out when there's still a little bit of that daylight warmth left, and that feels nice. And it's also, I found mentally, I've turned it around, and it bookends my work day. So I use that time if there's anything that's happened in my work day that I need to think through, or just release some stress, or you know, whatever it might be. That also now becomes my mental exercise time for those kinds of things.
Sounds good, man.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
I gotta say, I mean, you know, right now it's feeling pretty decent to me. Like the weight loss journey's going well. I'm staying really hydrated. Food is good. Running is good. I'm so far, knock on wood, not getting a cold or anything. And so hopefully I can just keep this up.
You are where I want to be. just hearing you say that, it's like, oh yeah, no, I need to be doing better on the hydrating. I'm doing okay. That's nutrition good. Wise. Like I'm still losing. It's very slowly, but it's stuff is coming off. Like I'm down 8 since Christmas. So it's not a lot, but it's some and it's noticeable. And then, yeah, just the
that's a pound
again.
A week, man. Like
no,
that's
I know,
a pound
I know.
A week.
I think about that. Yeah. So
very healthy, right? Yeah.
Yeah. So. And I'm not even, like, I'm trying to be conscious of eating better, but I don't know if I am. But doing something right anyway.
Yeah.
Even without running this week, I still dropped another pounds.
Here's the thing, and we probably all know this. If you really want, like, depending on how serious you're going to be about the nutrition and diet part of your journey, the only way that you are going to know what's going on, and the only way you're going to know what adjustments to make, is if you track every single thing that you put into your mouth. And that way,
yes.
I mean, it's just, it's math, it's science, you know, like what goes in and what you, you know, the intake, the calorie deficit and all that, you know, the intake versus the what you spend kind of thing. Like that is it. So if you're not tracking, you have to track. Like that's the... Otherwise, it's kind of the journey of, I think I'm doing better, I know I'm making better choices, and the scale's going down, so cool, you know? Like, there's different, definitely a couple of different ways to approach that, but I have also, the tracking piece of it has been thrown out the window for quite a while, so I need to get back onto that, and I don't know, I always do these things where I'm like, okay... You know, I'm ramping up, and over the course of the next week or two or whatever it is, you know, whatever little, you know, meaningless time frame I give myself, and then all of a sudden on this day I'm going to flip the switch and do everything. And I think that works for me, but also the problem with it is that I go, all right, you know, next Monday or the first of the month or what, you know, whatever it is. And I think in this case and in what's going on right now, I need to just say, okay, tomorrow or, you know, right now the journey starts right now. So yeah, that's where I'm at.
It's going to pick up, man. Like my bet is that sometime in the next few days, we get a polo from you and you're out running.
Probably tomorrow.
Right on.
That's all it takes, man. Just one time, maybe two times, and you'll get back into the rhythm of it.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So the last few runs that I did, you know, I was very intentional on, I am running outdoors, you know, I am doing this, and I don't care if it's uphill both ways and 40 mile an hour winds. I'm going to do my best. I'm going to, unless it's just, you know, absolutely no go, I'm going to emulate the real thing, start to finish, as much as possible. And we know that, you know, treadmill works. Treadmill's an option, but man, it is not the same.
It is
so
not the same.
I am going to do my best to continue to try and push that to a place where you know, I am being as true to myself as possible. So yeah. And here's another commitment ish thing that I said, is that the core piece of it, the actual piece where I'm doing, you know, strengthening exercises and core stuff to really make a difference and make the change, like that's gonna be huge too. I have to do that. It can't just be like, I'm going on a run 3 times a week. And then, you know, in February, it's time to run a full marathon. So, yeah, I have some ideas. Got to try them out, see how it works. Mm-hmm. Jump in, go for it, push myself, you know. So, yep.
Yeah, the strength stuff is just, yeah, I need to. I was doing it a little bit, like even just after a run, just doing some more, a few strength, leg strength stuff. But yeah, I definitely need to set a day aside, I think, as well, and just do some weights. Some core strengthening stuff and all that. All around better runner, period, just from strength exercises. It's definitely something I need to decide what day of the week I want to just do it. Because that's,
yeah,
I haven't done yet.
Harkens back to, you know, we've said it a few times, like, we need to cross train better. We need to be a little more well-rounded in our training. I am very much guilty of not doing that so far. So I also will take on the challenge of, at least if I'm not in the gym throwing heavy things around, doing some body weight stuff, right?
Yeah. Like
crunches and push-ups and press-ups and whatever else.
Yeah, maybe stuff that you can
like
do.
That's still good resistance stuff.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Well, I know we're not too deep in. Do you guys have anything in particular that you wanted to, you know, sometimes we talk gear, sometimes we talk, you know, tips and tricks or apps or struggles.
I did just want to, like, maybe double down on how impressed I am with Runkeeper's training programs. I'm using, so I have Runkeeper Go, which is their premium tier, which I forget what it is. Maybe it's $10 a month. I forget. But as part of the Runkeeper Go tier, they offer, like, in their standard package, you can get training plans, and they have like regular standard training plans. But they also have this thing called guided workouts, which are, I don't know if you've ever done like a Peloton session or something, but like you have an actual trainer who is, you know, encouraging you and giving you instruction and telling you what the workout's going to be and these kinds of things. Runkeeper have these guided workouts, and this is the 5K that I've been using, where, you know, I can see what the workout is ahead of time, all the detail of it. But when I start running, it's just in my ear, and like this trainer is saying very positive things and, you know, helping you with your sort of like your runner's mantra and dropping reminders of like, you know, remember to keep your shoulders relaxed and back and like all of these things that they're standard, like ding, run, you know, prompt doesn't give you. This is an actual human saying, hey, I'm going to count you down. In 5 seconds, we're going to pick it up. 5, 4, 3, like, you know, and it's like made the interval session so much more enjoyable. I can play my music playlist behind it and I get all of that as well. And the so Runkeeper refactored the UI for the Apple Watch as well. So
did they? Because that was always like
so much nicer.
It was trash tier before.
Way back V1, V2 was terrible, but the new one is really good. And actually it lets you customize it to a degree, like do you want your average pace or do you want your current pace, you know, that kind of stuff. And it's bright and it, you know, it's really easy to look at and figure out, shows your heart rate if you want it. You can also, if you load a map into your run, it'll use the haptics when you've got to turn left or right if you're running to a route. Big ups to Runkeeper, because they, you know, Runkeeper were the first in this space outside of, you know, Garmin have always done their watches, but they're for athletes, you know, who want to track their VO2 max or whatever. I don't care about that anymore. But Runkeeper were the first in the sort of original group of fitness apps for smartphones, or when the only smartphone around was an iPhone. And utilizing GPS, and they really fell behind on the trends when other apps like Map My Run and Strava and Nike Run Club came out with their apps and really sleek UIs and good customization. And Runkeeper fell a bit behind, but they have clearly done work, or the team at ASICS, who now owns them, have done
Funny thing, because I actually
back
I sent them a message.
Like a good standard. Like even when I open the app on my phone and the front the first front page of it is like reminding me of all my achievements and all the distance that I've run. And like, it's just a nice thing to open up and then, you know, plug in a run and put my watch on and off I go. And I'm really, really enjoying this app again.
All right. That's really good to know, because I know quite a while back I had actually messaged their support and said, dude, I'm trying to like your stuff, but it's really hard because it's just, it feels like, you know, like Windows 95 compared to like everything that's going on. And they're like, oh yeah, yeah, we're, you know, blah, blah, blah. Everything's in the works. Like, so
yeah, they did it, man. It's good now.
Yeah. Okay. That's good to know.
Yeah.
Really, you got me hyped. So. I actually just opened it just now and I was like, oh, it definitely is updated. So I may dig back into that again. You know, I gave it a shot for the previous, you know, marathon training, because, you know, it was relatively inexpensive to to get the premium and use their stuff for a training plan. But I feel like I just need to really be careful and don't fall into pattern based training that where I feel like I'm telling myself that I'm doing what I need to do, but I'm also not quite doing everything that I need to do, if that makes sense. Where I'm like, oh yeah, I'm not doing the strength training or the core stuff, and I'm like, oh, but it's okay because, you know, Runkeeper told me to do this many runs and I'm good. Mm-hmm. So
one other thing that I forgot to mention that I think is actually kind of cool. So I find it bothersome to run with my phone on my shoulder sometimes, mm-hmm. or in the little thing. Mm-hmm. If you have GPS, Apple Watch, which I think all of the Apple Watch models now currently have GPS.
Really?
You can send your workout to your watch and leave your phone at home.
Oh, man.
It will still track everything, map and all. And of course, if you've got, if you've sent music to your Apple Watch as well, you can pair your AirPods or whatever and run without your phone. That was a big win for me as well, because that was one of the things I did like about my Garmin, I think it was the 635 watch that I had. Mm-hmm. That, you know, when they gave me the ability to load music onto the watch and run without my phone, I was all in, because there wasn't anything that was doing that for the Apple Watch. Now it does that. So the last run that I did, I left my phone at home and I went out just with my watch and it worked perfectly.
That is interesting. I don't think I have the GPS on my watch, but I think I only have a 7 or something, Apple Watch 7. But it, to your point, like, it's kind of low key annoying, because I went ahead and got, a while back when I updated my phone, I got the Pro Max, and it's big. You know, it is definitely big, and I love it, except for when I want to go on a run, and it's like you're carrying a phone book around with you, you know? But, yeah.
I mean, especially because I got a new phone in January, and it's the 15 Pro Max, and it's huge. Mm-hmm. I don't want that on my hanging around on my arm while I'm running. It's heavy.
Oh, it's, yeah. Like, when I'm doing stuff, I love it. Like, yeah. I'm like, dude, this is awesome. The screen is great. Like, it's very, you know, works. But in terms of running around with it, I have actually, the last few runs that I've done, because they have been early on in the training cycle, I have actually just carried my phone in my hand. And I have seen many people do that. And I'm like, what is wrong with you? And like, now I have done that several times, because I'm like, I try to put it in my, like, you know, my flip belt thing, and it's like you're just loading it up with rocks and that thing's bouncing all over the place while you're running. I have a hydration pack and I have another little thing, but then I'm like, dude, at that point I'm like, just run with a backpack on, you know.
I suppose. Yeah, but even a short run, I always wear my running vest. It's very lightweight. All I have in there is my phone and a couple little water bottles. And for short runs, I have two that fit in the front pocket. Mm-hmm. And that's carrying my water and my phone, and I'm good to go. And I still do turn my phone upside down and just use that as a speaker. rather than put earbuds in. Even though I'm in town now, I could easily put earbuds in and not have to worry about a car coming up behind me and running me over because I'm running on sidewalks now. And trails, or as opposed to living out on the acreage, right. I was running on the road, right? Mm. So I could, you know, wear my earbuds on a run now, but no, I'm just used to putting the vest on. If I'm going for a run, I got my vest, throw my phone in there, I got my water, I'm good to go. Like, even if it's just 3K, 5K, whatever. It's just what I'm become accustomed to, and what, like, I need a new one. Like, the one I'm still using, the one I still prefer, is the very first one I ever bought. I bought another one before the marathon, and I didn't like it. Like, I still have it, but it's bigger, it's bulkier, it's more cumbersome. It just, mm-hmm. And I wore it for a number of runs, like, but it's just not as good as the other one. The other one's way more lightweight. It has exactly the number of pockets that I need. I can carry my phone. It's got my phone. It's got a zipper pocket for that. Pocket's just big enough for my phone, and then another pocket where I can put my keys in. I can mm-hmm. carry nutrition with me if I need, and I can put a water pack in the back, and it's just big enough to that. Whereas the other one was a little bit bigger than that. It had more fabric. It covered you more. And I felt I would overheat more with it too. So I've been, every now and then I'll go search on like Amazon just to find another one exactly the same as I had with the, because I want the phone to have a zippered pocket, but a pocket that's big enough to hold my phone, because I don't quite have the Pro Max, but it's still a big enough phone that I want to be able to zipper it in there. But yeah, so, but I'm still using my same old one. One of these days it's just going to fall apart on me, and then I'm in real trouble.
Yeah.
But yeah.
I have a Camelback running backpack that's sort of like, you wear it like a vest.
Yeah.
Like the front of it is like a running vest. And that does have, it has like one pocket on the back that will fit my phone. And I think when my distances get long enough that I want to run, you know, touting a gallon of water with me, then the phone will come out with me again. But until then, man, I'm just going to run with just my watch.
Yeah.
Yeah. Till you get up to that point, might as well, huh?
Yep.
I feel like we're starting to wind down a little bit.
Yeah. I do want to just throw one last thing in. Like, I know I showed you guys, but I want to put it out there too. Like, I am in. I have registered for the marathon. I did it.
Yes. I saw
yeah.
that.
Yeah. Do you have the, applause button on your soundboard?
Oh, nope. I don't know where that was the button it used to be, so I might not be there anymore.
okay, so you guys can probably understandably see why I haven't done that yet, but
yeah.
Oh, yeah. But yeah, I think that's amazing, and I'm proud of you, and that's super cool.
I just wanted to throw that in
there. Your little flex.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah. All right, Daryl, anything else before we transition into some playlist?
I think that's
Dr. James.
Oh, I'm ready with my playlist entries.
Yeah, okay. All right, then Daryl, you go first.
What do I'm signed up for a half marathon in like 6 or 7 weeks, and I'm feeling a little under pressure. So that will be my first selection of the night. Under pressure, Queen / David Bowie.
Awesome. James.
Oh, man. So I have joined a band, and I play lead guitar. And this coming weekend on Saturday, we're doing a show, a St. Patrick's-y day type show kind of thing. Irish themed, because of St. Patrick's Day on Sunday. And so we have been hard rehearsing some of the very best rock songs to ever come out of Ireland. And so they're top of mind. So I'm gonna add at least one, probably two. And I'm gonna go with Dreams by the Cranberries.
Oh man. Yeah. Good one.
It's a bop, dude. It's a jam. It's awesome.
It is. It is a very good one. I'm going to add one of my favorite artists. I've added his stuff before. From the UK. It's kind of a drum and bass kind of hybrid live music, all sorts of just neat stuff. His latest single that he dropped like a week or two ago called Lemonade. So it's Fox Stevenson with his song Lemonade.
Nice.
I freaking love Fox Stevenson. All right, Daryl.
All right. So this next one, you might be wondering, Daryl, are you putting Under Pressure on again? No, I'm not. That is Ice Ice Baby by Vanilla Ice.
And if you play them, one of them goes dun 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 dun, dun and the other one goes dun 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 dun. Dun.
Exactly. So yes, that is the song I'm putting on there.
Awesome. All right.
Check out the hook while Daryl revolves it.
There you go. There you go.
All right, my number two, staying in Ireland, staying with Irish rock songs, going with what I may consider perhaps the most famous rock band out of Ireland, and perhaps the best as well, although I know that's subjective, but I'm going to put in Pride in the Name of Love by U2.
I was like, dude, there has to be... I just didn't know what song you were going to pick.
I know. As soon as you said, I'm like, wait a minute, this is U2.
Yeah, that's a good one, man. A great, timeless.
Timeless. We're actually playing that song this weekend with the band. And let me tell you, as a guitar player, unless you have all of the echoes and delays and repeats and reverbs that the Edge has, mm-hmm. it is hard work, man.
Yeah. I think that... Yeah, that's a whole nother conversation. I was going to talk about how the simplicity of it makes it sound much easier than it is.
It's not easy.
Yeah, not by any stretch, but yeah. All right, let's see. For my next choice, I'm going to go with a song that I discovered via social media because everybody uses it in all their freaking clips of them doing their dances and bops and stuff. It's an older one though. The song's called Friendships and the artist is Pascal Le Toublon. I probably butchered that and I apologize, Pascal, but something tells me you don't care. So it's Pascal Letoublon. The song is Friendships, and there's something about it, just the little, you know, the little guitar riff and, you know, the kind of the way it repeats and stuff, like I just really love it. So,
all right, and we had talked about this before. I think I mentioned this to Rob last episode, but we're gonna throw in a bonus song here.
Because
depending on how long this playlist ends up being, we're at roughly halfway there. Like we're living on a prayer. So we're gonna stick uh-huh. that right in the we middle.
God, what's in the air in Canada these days?
Hey, this was Rob wanted to do this on the last playlist and never did.
Yeah, I forgot.
Mentioned it to me and I thought that was a great idea. So this song,
see if we can
squeeze
it in the halfway point.
I'll throw it in there now, but once we have how long the playlist is actually going to be, like when we're complete, I'll adjust it to exactly middle of the playlist.
Yeah. And I may even, like once you pass that 13-mile marker, you know, mm-hmm. skip ahead or, you know, whatever, back or, you know, in real time, get it.
Gotcha.
So,
good stuff.
Good stuff. All right. Gentlemen, any last words of wisdom or...
We're running
get some miles.
Tomorrow.
Get some miles tomorrow.
Miles. Okay. Let's see. I'm not even going to look and see what the forecast is because it doesn't matter because tomorrow is the day.
Yeah.
So, all right. Something social media. Daryl_TTD at Rob Copeland at English Guy. Right?
Yeah.
Sure. Did I miss anything?
I don't think so.
On Twitter though. I'm only on Threads now.
I am rarely on any. These days,
yeah,
I'm more of a consumer than I am a contributor, and that's the way I like it.
I think Instagram more than anything.
I like it.
Hey, do we need to add that one on?
Maybe
Casey and the Sunshine Band, right? Is that
it is, but you know, the Spin Doctors did a version of that song, and it's incredible.
Did they? Okay, if they
it's
did,
very,
that's
very good.
Probably got to go on.
I will find it. It was a hidden track on an album, so I'll find it.
Nice. Well, I mean, Google Foo and the way music services work these days, like that stuff, it's hard to keep that stuff hidden.
Yeah. All right. I'm going to play the outro.
All right. All right.
The advice you can trust. Go challenge yourself.